The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
The mail's here. When you control the mail, you control information.
If there's something strange in your league, who you gonna call?
Sleeper.
Hello, sleepers, listeners and fans. What's going on? What's going on? It is the week 17 edition of the mail sack, I guess. I don't know. It's a quiet time of the fantasy season. Most of us have finished our seasons in week 16, but we realize there's some of you out there that still play. You might have a 2-week playoff and you're still going at it in week 17. It's a confusing time because NFL teams sometimes sit their players, but we are here to answer your questions if you have any. So you're welcome to tune in to the final mail sack of the season. You're welcome to call us at 256-56-SLEEP, 256-567-5337. You can also send us questions on Mixlr if you're listening there. If you're listening to the recording and you got questions for week 17, go to the website, sleepwire.com, hit the free advice button, and send it to us. We get it in an email, and we'll answer you. On the show tonight, we got George and Dirty Jobs, and I'm at work, so I'm going to be popping in here and there. But if you guys call in, I will put you on. Actually, George, Mike, we got a call. Should we go ahead and do this one? Should we just start right now?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
This is Curtis, baby.
Nah, no Curtis, man.
Oh, I'm Curtis, man.
This is the new cut. Y'all be bad. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
What's up, guys? What's up?
What's up, Curtis?
That sounds like a champion shout right there.
Oh, yeah. You're talking to a reigning two-time champion right now.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Love it.
Listen, it was such a I won by 130. It was a slaughter. It was a complete slaughter.
Nice.
I had the highest score of the whole season. I had almost a perfect lineup. I scored 237. That's the highest score I've ever scored. My line was almost perfect. Everybody was double digits.
That is fantastic. Awesome.
Oh, I love hearing that. I absolutely love hearing that.
Who was your best guy for your team this year there, Curtis?
My best guy for my team here, it was let me see. When I got rid of David Johnson and traded him away for Antonio Brown, that brought so much stability to my wide receiver core with Michael Thomas, Antonio Brown, and Mike Evans. It was just that stability that I ain't never had to worry about a receiver was just like impeccable. And I was able to last second pick up. I was gonna go Austin Hooper like you guys told me on Sunday, but I somehow found Evan Ingram on waiver wire, picked him up. That was just excellent. Deshaun Watson was a stud all year long. Streaming defenses, it was going okay for me. I had great running backs. It was just making me win the whole thing again. It was over before prime time at night. The game was I was already up 100. I was like, yeah, it's over.
Oh, wow.
That's a great feeling going into the prime time game knowing you've got it locked.
Yes, man. It was great because I was sitting there next to the guy who was all at Buffalo Wild Wings. You could see the pain in his eyes. He wanted to get up and be like, no. You going nowhere. You stand right here. You going to accept this beating. And so he lost. And it's good when he lost. He had to get up and pull up a sign and say, "I lost." Our commission made a sign that said, I lost in the championship round." And he had to sit there and hold the sign up and walk around Buffalo Wild Wings. It was beautiful. I feel so proud of myself.
Yeah, oh, that is so gangster right there. I love it. You make him wallow in the defeat. That's what fantasy football is all about. The trash talk to the shaming part. The shaming part's the fun part, especially when it's not you that's getting shamed.
Yeah, it's great to be able to do the trash talking all year long, and then knowing at the end of the year you backed it up.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got a.
And oh, 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 God. Wait, wait. Oh, and,
I want to know.
Oh, I wasn't on mic. I'm at work. I have two microphones in front of my face, one for this show and one for the. I want to know, what do you do when it's not fantasy season? Like, do you have any other hobbies, or do you study football in the off season?
I study a little bit of football in the off season, man. I just do a little study. It's not too serious. I mean, I follow almost every team on Twitter. Any news I hear, I hop on it immediately, and I just jot down notes.
Very good.
That's awesome.
Very good.
I don't do nothing too major. So but I listen to you guys when you guys do the sleepies and everything like that. I listen to a little fantasy football throughout the off season, and I watch my friend does college fantasy, and he tells me about upcoming players that they're able to come in the draft and things like that.
Gotcha. No, all right. Cool.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. Curtis, you have a good Christmas, man?
Man, I had absolutely a great Christmas, man. I got so drunk. I was like 10 shots in Jose Cuervo. We was mixing drinks. I was getting so turned up. It was crazy. I enjoyed myself so much. It was an excellent Christmas.
That's good to hear, man.
I cannot wait to bring New Year's in.
Well, hey, Curtis, did you have any Week 17 questions? Are you sensical enough to keep it within the Week 16 realm?
Oh, I would literally leave. Any league that has Week 17 is not a good league. You need to leave that league immediately. Don't league that has Week 17 in it. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. So listen, I'm not going to sit here and trash anybody who plays in Week 17. There are a lot of people who do it that want to play the entire season. It sucks because you don't get the opportunity to start the players that are healthy that got you to that point. The whole season.
Exactly. And it
kind of degrades the league a little bit, knowing your best players you can't play in the championship game. So it really doesn't decide who the true champion is. But if you're doing a 2-week playoff, or if your league goes into 17, hey, that's what we're here for. We're a year round show. We take a little break in the off season, but we still put some content out here and there. We're here for the people.
Hey, listen, man, you guys do an absolutely phenomenal job. Like, you guys are, this is literally my go-to. Anything about fantasy football, you guys are the number one go-to for me.
Oh, throwing the sound bites at us. I know you want to get on the Best Of show. We got you on there. Don't worry.
Listen,
I see the truth.
All right, Curtis.
Speaking the truth, man.
Man, you've been a great listener. It's been a joy to talk to you every single week. Congratulations on your championship. We got two questions to get to tonight, but I'm going to hit you one more time just to wrap up the season nice before we let you go. Here you go.
This is Curtis, baby.
Yeah, I know Curtis, man.
I'm Curtis, man.
This is the new cut. Y'all be bad. Whoop, whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop, whoop, whoop. All right, dude. you stay busy, man. We'll talk
guys,
to you
man.
Next
Appreciate
season.
The love, bro.
All right.
Take it easy. Enjoy your off season, Curtis.
All right, we don't have any other call yet, but the phone lines are open, 256-56-SLEEP, 256-567-5337. We got two questions in the thread. One is from StavyFSU18, urgent, Damian Williams or Spencer Ware, week 17?
I'm going to go Damian Williams. I think Field Yates tweeted a little bit ago that the Chiefs have actually signed Damian Williams to a 2-year extension. And if he hits all the incentives, he can earn up to a little over $8 million. So for 2 years, $8 million, I think he is the running back they want long-term. He's had 263 yards and I think 3 touchdowns the last 2 weeks. So he to me, has been the better of the two running backs. So I am going to go with Damian Williams.
Yeah, Spencer Ware just does nothing but disappoint me every single time I have him on my team. Even when everybody was kind of out there rushing to get him, I actually didn't grab me. I think maybe 2 shares, but that's in 17 leagues of Spencer Ware just because I wasn't excited about it. Damian Williams does bring that excitement to the table, but he's also, to me, somewhat lackluster. I mean, I really wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs still made a move for a better running back in the offseason and just continue him with like kind of a backup facility.
Yeah, there's potential for him to be the backup. I'm a Damian Williams fan. I liked what I seen with him in Miami. I thought he was actually better than Kenyon Drake. So if the Chiefs are willing to go in with Damian Williams as their starting running back, I'm a believer that he'll be productive going forward. We've seen what Andy Reid's been able to do with running backs. He makes them all look good.
So, I mean, it's too early to speculate and everything like that, but where do you see Damian Williams's, let's say they don't sign any other running backs, what do you suppose his ADP would be and should be?
So if they don't sign any other running backs and they commit to him as their starter, I would say he's probably, for me, he would be a high-end RB2. A high-end RB1, low-end RB2. So I would put him in anywhere between 10 and 15.
10 and 15. See, I was thinking about 7 to 10 myself, like, just because the Kansas City offense has proven themselves that they are going to be a dominant force on the football field. You start looking at weaker teams that are in their division, like the Oakland Raiders and the Denver Broncos, as much as it pains me to say that out loud. But, I mean, I really see a good opportunity. I think getting this guy 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, somewhere in that window, I think he'll give you some really good return on the value. He'd be number one if it wasn't for all the, you know, amazing running backs out there.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. At that point, we're splitting hairs. I can name I like Chubb better than him. I would go with James Conner over him, depending on where Lev Bell signs. I mean, hell, if Lev Bell goes to Kansas City, it's, you know, we're speculating, obviously, but if he goes to Kansas City, you're talking a top three running back, Lev Bell, and Damian Williams is somewhere around 45 or 50.
Right.
So
he's off completely then.
Yeah.
I'm saying this is complete speculation. I mean, you don't even want to think about this kind of stuff now, but I just can't help it, George. I just can't help it. I'm always where are these guys going to go? This is the mode my brain goes into the day after week 16. I go back into draft mode.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. I completely agree. I've been doing it as well. Myself, Hoos, and Lucas actually posted some stuff on Twitter earlier, and we already listed our top 12 running backs for next year. So yeah, definitely already looking forward to next year, no doubt. But at the same time, yeah, it's way too early, but you can't help it. It's so exciting. You work all off season to get to the season, and then the season just flies by.
Yeah, it's way too fast.
Yeah, it sucks that it goes by so quick, but man, is this so much fun.
Yeah. Yep, the build up to the rush, it reminds me of certain other things too, you know, where the rush at the end is so good, but the build up, man, that's what it's all about, and that's what we do.
What are you talking about? Absolutely. Like robbing a bank? What are you talking about?
Robbing a bank is exactly what I was talking about.
We got
have
a question.
You guys ever seen The Ballad of Buster Scruggs?
No.
I have not.
You have got to watch that just for the bank robbing scene. It's only about 5 minutes, but oh my God.
Okay. All right. I love a good heist. We got one more question from Joseph. Start Michael Thomas or work the waiver? I guess there's been some talk that he may sit this week.
Yeah, the Saints don't have anything to play for, do they? I mean, they got their number one seeds all locked up. It doesn't matter that they win or lose. They got nothing to play for. I'm going to say work the waiver, but if there's nothing of relevance on the waiver, then you got to go with Michael Thomas. It helps if we knew what was the options on the waiver wire.
Right, yeah, I'm right there with you. I think Michael Thomas, I mean, if he does play, he probably will play in a fairly limited capacity. I mean, you're right, they have nothing to win, play for. This is why we say get out of week 17. This is why we want playoffs in week 16, because this happens all the time. We get these big-name players that have got you to the window, got you to this championship, and now you might even have to drop them to open up a spot. And that's crazy. That's the craziest thing we've ever had to talk about, is dropping people like Michael Thomas. You know, Todd Gurley in some instances. I dropped Todd Gurley. You don't want to drop Todd Gurley because that guy got you there. But you know he's not playing, so You kind of have to the room. It sucks.
It's really hard to click drop Todd Gurley and add CJ Anderson. But if you're playing this week, there are so many people who are actually making that move.
Yeah, it's almost like you're playing daily in week 17. Like you just go for upside, cheap, no-name guys that haven't done anything.
Yeah, guys on a normal week, like you would never even consider. But you're looking for guys who are actually going to play the whole game. Fortunately, you do got some teams out there that are playing for something. Like you got your Colts, they have to win to get in. The Titans win to get in. So there's some teams out there that, you know, you could feel confident in starting their players in week 17, because if they don't win, they're not getting in the playoffs. But yeah, for the most part, your superstars, if they're locked up, man, it sucks to have to drop them for a no-name player or even somebody who is a backup that you just don't know what's going on.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and that's just the worst part. That's why we always advise against it. But we understand some of you still got to go through these, and that's the breaks of the week 17. I mean, you're going to be fighting waivers for a few teams. This year's probably the best I've ever seen it as far as bench and studs, though.
Yeah, there's been a ton of studs that just, even going into this week, that they just weren't playing. We were talking about benching, you know, should you start or sit Melvin Gordon last week? And typically that's a no-brainer. But at the same time, it's like, you know, he's coming off an injury. He wasn't there for the first two games. Is he actually going to play? We don't really know. And if he does play, he's got a terrible matchup. So did you start Melvin Gordon, or did you take a chance on somebody like a Damian Williams or CJ Anderson? Or I hope a lot of people didn't take a chance on Alfred Blue. But, you know, there were people who did. They benched Melvin Gordon for an Alfred Blue, and it came back to bite him in the ass. And it's just, I don't know. It seems like it's been a very weird season to me. I know we say that a lot almost every season, but this one, it just seems like there have been more players who are either injured, suspended, cut, whatever the case is, that got you to the title, got you to the playoffs, and then you just could not use them and you had to go elsewhere.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, like Kareem Hunt, for instance, man, that guy was on so many different lines. I mean, just, yeah, the players are endless. This year was brutal for your top 20 draft picks for ADP wise, anyways.
Joseph just posted his waiver wire choices for the Michael Thomas question in the thread. He said he picked up DeSean Hamilton and DeSean Jackson earlier. Yes.
I would play DeSean Hamilton.
Take a shot on one of those guys?
I would play DeSean Hamilton over, what's his name? Over Michael Thomas.
Yep. See. Same here.
Also available Crowder, Patrick, QT, who's that? Cobb, Marquise Goodwin, Kenny Stills, Amendola, Moncrief, Gabriel.
Yeah, give me DeSean Hamilton out of all those guys.
Hamilton. Yep. And it's honestly, it's not even remotely close.
Yeah, he's been getting the targets there in Denver. He's been getting the touchdowns. I like DeSean Hamilton a lot.
I think he's actually going to be the better of the two between him and Courtland Sutton.
Right. I agree.
So if he gets word that Thomas is sitting, you play Hamilton.
Absolutely.
But you got to check. Right. I mean, I don't know when you check. I guess you check pregame. Do the Saints play before Denver this week?
They play at 4:30. Okay,
so that is correct.
So he'll have time to check. All right, cool. I'll type it up for him in case he's not listening, but I think he is. All right, good stuff. Well, that's all the questions we have. So do you guys want to hit some questions in the Q&A thread or the advice chat thread?
Yeah,
well, we do actually have a couple Mixer questions out there. We got Carlos CPAC 89 says, pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Let me start by saying, oh, hell yes. Absolutely.
We're going to agree on this because I do like that little sweet bite. What do you think, Steve? Are you in on pineapple on pizza? Or are you on a break in a hockey game? So we'll just
move on. I'm good. Pineapple on pizza. Anything you damn well want on pizza. That's what pizza's all about. Put whatever you want on it.
Yeah.
I know
Jason's listening, and Jason will argue that we're all on the wrong side of history, but he doesn't think Die Hard's a Christmas movie, so we know he lives on the wrong side of history.
You know who else didn't think Die Hard was a Christmas movie? Hitler.
Who's that?
Just Just saying.
We're not saying Jason is Hitler, but I will be happy to point out we've never seen Jason and Hitler in the same room at the same time.
Boom. Right there. Those are just
just spitting some facts. Just spitting some facts.
We got Wilson 27. He says, what do I think of the Chiefs or what do I think of the Chiefs' new news signing Damian Williams? Do you think Chiefs still go after Bell? And we kind of went into this a little bit. And to me, I think the Chiefs may still go after Le'Veon Bell. I mean, you've got a lot of really good options going into free agency this year, though. So there's going to be a lot of big movers and shakers. The one guy who really surprises me that's a free agent this year that is going to shock me if he signs with the team he's on right now is Odell Beckham Jr. Did you know he's a free agent at the end of this year, George?
I thought they just re-signed him. Did they re-sign him?
I don't think so.
I think they gave him a ton of money in the offseason.
Yeah, I think they gave him a ton of money in the offseason. I think he's locked up.
That was weird to me, and that's why I said that was weird to me, because I swore I remembered that, but this was an article today.
No, he signed – well, the article was wrong. He signed it's up to $95 million and includes about $65 million in guaranteed money.
Okay, so he did sign. See, now there was some things about that I was kind of curious about because I don't – that team's just – they need a quarterback and they're going to be a threat is the New York Giants.
Oh, yeah, they're a quarterback away, and unfortunately, it doesn't look like they're getting a quarterback in this offseason because the one guy that looked really good from Oregon, I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but he just announced that yesterday, the day before, he's going to go back to Oregon for his senior year. And I know the Giants were rumored to be interested in him. Listen, if you need a quarterback, this is not the year you're getting a quarterback in the draft.
Huh. Yeah, see, like I said, that article just must have had to have been wrong because I swear it was from – and maybe it was from a year ago. I could easily be wrong. But, yeah, no, I think like I said about Damian Williams, I think he's going to be a good, solid backup. I don't believe he'll be the starter for the Kansas City Chiefs next season. But if he does, I feel like he's a very serviceable back. I think he's proved that he can handle somewhat of a workload, but we'd see – I just don't see him being able to do it for a full season. He's a pretty small guy. His other question was, when will your new website have a category for Rob on there like the old website did? Steve, are you on where you can handle that?
I'm not working on the website again this year, so we'll be up when we find somebody that knows how to make websites, because I'm done with that.
So does that mean that you're just not going to do it again in 2018, Steve?
No, I'm not doing website work ever again in my life. I'm finished.
Oh, man. So as soon as we get somebody well-versed in web design, Wilson, we will get that going. And then Jason Watson does say he loves pineapple on pizza. And yep. The guy from Oregon likes pineapple pizza. He also doesn't think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. So that's probably why he stayed in the NFL one more season.
Yep. But you notice how Jason does not deny the whole Hitler thing. I just wanted to point that out.
Right. Right. He never said – he's not confirming nor denying.
Correct. He's playing. He's being Switzerland on that one. He's neutral. I'm honestly surprised Jason hasn't called. Oh shit! Do we want
to? We're gonna get to the questions that are sitting in the fantasy football Q&A. How much do you think Zeke's gonna play this week?
I think he gets at least 3/4.
Yeah, I mean Dallas still has to play to win, right? They still have to get.
Well, they're in. They've clinched their division. I'm not sure if winning this week improves their situation, but I think that Zeke will play at least 3/4. I don't think that they could play for a first round bye or anything like that.
Yeah, they have nothing to play for. I feel like they've been in this situation before, and Ezekiel Elliott still does play. Although I do remember, wasn't it like 2 years ago or something like that, he did sit, didn't he? Like, he only went out for like 2 plays and then went and sat the rest. So I don't think he's actually going to play all that much. I think that if they have no reason to go, they might just make sure his legs still work and call it good. We got Shino23 says, he needs 3 to start. He just doesn't know who. So he's got Chubb, Jamal Williams, C.J. Anderson, Ware, and Damian Williams. So who are you sitting out of those five right now?
So I'm going to play C.J. Anderson if Gurley sits, which we all expect him to. So I'm going to play C.J. Anderson because they're not going to bench C.J. Anderson for anybody. They're going to let him – if C.J. Anderson goes out and get hurt, it's not a big deal to the Rams, to be honest. So I'm going to go with C.J. Anderson. I'm going to go with Damian Williams, and I'm going to go with Elijah McGuire. I'm going to sit Melvin Gordon.
That's – yeah. See, and I think I'm going to sit – man, because I can't sit Jamal Williams. I don't think I could sit Chubb. C.J. Anderson to me is probably – I'm probably sitting him and Spencer Ware, unfortunately. That's tough because C.J. Anderson looked awesome. And if there's anything this guy is good at, it's good at letting you feel good that you've drafted him because he has a really big game to start out. And then we'll talk about him again next year because of the success that he has at the end of the season. So that's what this guy has been a mastermind of his whole entire career. And weeks 2 through 11 to 13, he just leaves you hanging. Oh, I hate C.J. Anderson. So there might be.
I remember in the offseason we were talking about C.J. Anderson, and I kept saying he's probably going to be like a low-end RB2, like in around the 20 to 26, 27 range for the end of the year. And I give you all the credit in the world, Mike. You were like, nope, I won't touch C.J. Anderson. I don't like him. He's trash. He's garbage, and he's been that all year. And he's been cut by the Raiders. He's been cut by so many teams. He's been cut by the Panthers, and he lands with the Rams and goes off on championship weekend. I just find that funny.
You're right. Yep. I mean, if this guy was on your team on championship weekend, kudos.
He did the same thing last year. I remember because he was on my team in championship weekend because you Dirty Jobs, you said, yeah, got to start him. He does this every year. He shows up at the end, and I started him, and he won it for me. So I think we've nailed down the strategy of CJ. You don't draft him anymore. You pick him up week 15.
Well, you do draft him. You draft him super late. You play him week one. Then you trade him for something of equal or lesser value. So that's how you handle C.J. Anderson. That's what you want to do every time. And then when he's on the waivers in week 14, pick him up.
Yeah. I can't believe the whole C.J. Anderson thing. That's funny.
That's good stuff. So Bobby D13 says they extended Damian Williams' contract for 2 years. Does this mean that he will be the primary starter and get a lot more touches than Ware? And I think this sends a statement to Spencer Ware that, guess what, buddy? You're not going to be wearing a Chiefs uniform next year.
Well, they were both free agents after this year.
Yeah. Yep. The only Daryl Williams, I believe, is the other Williams on the team, correct?
Yep. And he was a rookie, so he's on his rookie deal.
Right. But he's on a three-year rookie deal. He's on a three-year contract. He was the only guaranteed running back that Kansas City had at the end of the season. Correct. Both Spencer and Williams were both free agents. So the fact that they made this move so close to the end of the season lets me know who they're comfortable with next year.
Yeah, I mean, you could just watch the two play and tell that Damian Williams was a lot more explosive and just a better all-around running back than Spencer Ware.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. TZ2000 says, Saints Bears or Rams D, and can he drop one and pick up the Steelers to block?
So, I mean, yeah, you take somebody off your bench, drop them for the Steelers to block. I mean, at this point, what are you losing? Absolutely nothing. I mean, there's no game next week that you're going to be playing unless you're doing one of my charity leagues. So go ahead, drop somebody, pick up the Steelers for the block. And then as for the defense, I think I'm going to start the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, the Bears defense. I don't know why anybody's benching these guys ever because they've just been phenomenal this whole entire season. Khalil Mack alone has just been beasting it up all season long. So for me, I'm like, yep, it's probably the Bears. Although, and I don't mind dropping, say, like the Rams D or something like that, the Saints, because again, they don't have anything to play for. That works on both sides of the ball. They don't want their defensive players getting hurt either.
Correct.
So I mean, I can see dropping the Saints. The Rams just, man, that they've been giving it up, honestly, although last week they actually did look pretty decent. So I feel like I'd still be able to drop them if I needed to. I don't really know why you want to block with the Steelers, though, either, because Cleveland is – or Cleveland's not playing them. Who do the Steelers have this week?
They got Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
And you, yeah. So that actually might be a pretty safe play.
You know, to me, I would almost pick up the Steelers and play them because they're in a must-win situation. They have to win.
Right.
In order to have any chance at getting in, and knowing that they're playing Cincinnati at home, it almost makes me want – I would probably want to start the Steelers over any of those defenses because they actually have something to play for.
Yeah, I think I absolutely agree with you. And, I mean, it's at home, and the Steelers' defense at home is so much tougher than it is on the road. I mean, they don't travel as well as other teams do, so
– no. Yeah, and they're playing Cincinnati. They're playing the Bengals.
Right. Who's just been a dumpster fire this whole season with Andy Dalton as their quarterback.
Yeah, and I think they're down to their third string quarterback now. Isn't Driscoll injured?
I believe so. Yeah, I thought I'd read that too. We can look that up and vet that.
Yeah, no. Picked up the Steelers and play them.
Yeah. I like that move too. You can't even look up Driscoll.
Oh, we got a question. Let's see. Chunks of Green. Is Connor back or Samuel's still the starter?
I think they need to win. I think if James Connor is healthy to play, I think they play him.
Yeah.
As much as, you know, Jalen Samuel has looked, Connor is the better of the two running backs. So if he's healthy enough to play, I definitely think they play him.
Yeah, I mean, that's their workhorse back. That's the guy that they've been utilizing all season long. Jalen Samuels, while looking good, he has not looked as good as Connor has in his higher moments of the season. So I think it's all hands on deck, all aboard. Let's do this. Mike Tomlin style, we're going to pound it up the middle. We're going to suck your linebackers in, and once we've pounded your linebackers in, we're going to start raining it on Antonio Brown and Juju Smith, and this should be a slaughter.
We hope it's a slaughter.
I missed.
It should be.
What was the what was the gist of that? Connor's the good go.
Yeah,
okay. It looks like he's good to go. He practiced in full, according to reports. So I don't see why he wouldn't go. And if he's going, I'm going to play Connor over Samuels.
All right.
He's just the better of the two running backs.
Gotcha.
And it looks like Jeff Driscoll is active this weekend.
Okay. Not that it makes much of a difference.
Yep, they'll probably get eaten alive.
Probably. We got a question here from Fantasy God 1963. Start Zeke or Rod Smith this week? Can't tell how much, if any, Zeke will play / sit.
I think I start Rod Smith. What do you do?
This is why you don't play week 17. It's so hard to say to recommend sitting Zeke. And I've already said I think he's going to get three quarters, but he may not. I mean, he might literally get, you know, two series and then that's it. So it's a risk. I'm going to lead Rod Smith.
Yeah, I always remember these things that happen like that. And that's one of those things I remember is watching Ezekiel Elliott where I had him in a week 17. And this is actually the season. So it would have been two seasons ago because I finally talked him out of it that year. But they all signs indicated towards Ezekiel Elliott playing and he was going to play a lot. He was going to get a full workload. And he went out there for literally two snaps. Somebody hit him low. And Garrett pulled him out and never put him back in. And he sat there with a smile on his face the whole entire game.
Yeah, this is a perfect example of why we don't play week 17. I mean, I'm not dogging anybody who does. I get it. 2-week playoffs for the championship. I actually think that's a great idea. But I think you should do it weeks 15 and 16 and start your playoffs maybe a little earlier. But week 17 is so fluky. I do know Rod Smith is a free agent at the end of the year. So if he has a good game, he may be looking to go out there and try to cash in this offseason. So, I mean, he's got something to play for. I don't know if he'll re-sign with Dallas or not. So, but if you put my feet to the fire, I guess I'm gonna play Rod Smith over Zeke.
Same here. And that hurts.
Yeah. So here's the question I answered earlier that you didn't ask. It's from Simon V23. He needs to start three and doesn't know who. Chubb, Jamal Williams, Anderson, or oh no, nope. This is the one you did answer. I answered a different one. I apologize. I'm a little confused. I answered the one a couple below that, I think. Sir Red Cup. I like that name. Robbie Anderson or Stephon Diggs, half point PPR.
Ooh, I mean Robbie Anderson has been getting it done for you. But I don't really feel like I can sit Stephon Diggs. But gosh, against Chicago, I think I'm actually going Robbie Anderson.
I'm also on board with Robbie Anderson over Diggs. As much as that pains me, it just the matchup with Chicago is scary. Anderson's been on fire. I don't think Quincy Enunwa is going to play again this week. He looks like he's building up a lot of rapport with Sam Darnold, who's been playing pretty good. So I'm going to go Robbie Anderson as well. Levitate wants to know CJ Anderson, Mike's boy, or Elijah McGuire.
You can almost pretty much put anybody in that spot, and I'm going to say their name. It's Elijah McGuire for me.
See, I think I would actually roll CJ Anderson.
Yeah, gosh, it is CJ Anderson season, I guess. So instead of having to bring on Steve for a tiebreaker, I will just agree. I am okay with CJ Anderson in week 16, 17, 15, and 1. Ryan,
so basically, Mike's okay with CJ Anderson if there's a 1 in whatever week it is, whether it's week 1, 10, 11, 12, 13.
I think 10, 11, 12, he still burns you, George. I think you're still in the – I think you're in the fire zone right there still. The
okay. Still in that gray area. It's not quite time. It's not quite time. All right, now go. Put him in.
Yes. Yeah. Week 13, pick him up. Week 15, start him.
Absolutely. Here we go. Let me see. Who is this? This is from R. Riley 829. Pick three of these running backs to start. Chris Carson, Zeke Elliott, James Conner, Derrick Henry, Jamal Williams, CJ Anderson, or Dalvin Cook.
Ooh.
So for me, I'm
Anderson.
yeah. So I'm starting Chris Carson and I'm starting Derrick Henry for sure. Both have something to play for. And then I think I'm going to go Jamal Williams. Although, I don't hate CJ Anderson here.
Yeah, I think you picked the three that I picked too. Just the opportunities there for him. Jamal Williams all of a sudden decided he wanted to look good, and I think they'll just probably continue that. That offense looks like they're firing off on all cylinders now that McCarthy's out of the picture. So
they got that offensive guru in Joe Philbin at the helm.
Well, and they got Detroit at home. I believe it's supposed to be cold and windy. So, I mean, that's the time for the running back. So I think Jamal Williams is a solid start. I like him. Too. All CJ Anderson hate aside, I will start him in some scenarios, but I still feel a lot better about Jamal Williams.
Nope, completely agree. And right now, it's really the way Chris Carson and Derrick Henry are playing, it's really, really hard to sit them, even over these other guys. But in a week 17, Carson's got something to play for. Henry, his team's got a win to get in. So those are the guys I'm rolling with.
Yeah, those are definitely the teams that I'm more targeting. That Tennessee-Indianapolis game, I know that that's, you know, it looks like it has all the makings to just be this 7-3 game, but I have a feeling that that game is just going to go nuts. I have a feeling they're both going to get some serious scoring done, like 35-27, something in that window. I'm actually taking the over in it in most cases.
So here's a fun little question from at Chris Miller. If the NFL had a redraft of every player in the league, like Madden, who do you think would be the first overall pick? He's also curious to see how early you guys would take a non-QB.
I think it's Patrick Mahomes, isn't it?
I don't think so.
you're looking for a true leader that's going to get out there. I mean, you're going to want the guy that's fast, that has the gun. I mean, this guy to me looks like he has like Michael Jordan level talent. And I know that's crazy early to be saying that, but that no-look pass that he had, I guarantee you this, he'll be the number one drafted quarterback next year in fantasy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Listen, I hear people saying that Aaron Rodgers are probably number two, and I disagree with that completely. I don't think Aaron Rodgers will fall in the top five.
Yep, I agree. I think four or five. I think he'll be the 4 or 5 quarterback off the board, but for sure not in the top three. I'm with you.
Yeah. So it's weird because, like, I like Pat Mahomes, but I'm very skeptical. Like, I'm a type of player, fantasy player, that I want to see it more than once for it to be true. I would almost want to take somebody who I've seen year in and year out, who's not quote unquote old. If it was me, I would probably take either an Andrew Luck or a Russell Wilson over Pat Mahomes if I'm starting a franchise. And I get the whole age thing. I mean, Andrew Luck's 29, Russell Wilson's 30, but I can still roll those guys out there for a good 5, 6, 7 years and not have to worry about that position. And I've seen, they're battle tested. They've seen it all. I believe they're both champions. I think Luck has a title. So I think I would almost want to roll with one of those guys over Mahomes, as crazy as that sounds.
It doesn't sound crazy. I mean, I agree with you to an extent. I just think the thing that this guy that he brings is that little X factor. Like I said, that no look pass. That's what I keep on referring to. I mean, stuff that you've never really seen anybody do before. And that's what really set the bar high for Jordan. I mean, this guy was out there just doing things that nobody could do. And I mean, this guy gets a game face on his face and he just goes and flat wins. So, but I completely see your point. I mean, I think that those, all three of those guys are going to be top five drafts, right?
Oh, how absolutely.
Long you don't get a quarterback. I think like maybe round 18.
I think you get your top tier level guys like a Hopkins, a Michael Thomas. I think those guys go probably around 10 or 11, maybe.
If it's like, redraft league going, it's, I mean, if you're building your team, right? We're talking about NFL teams. So for sure, I mean, you're going to see like Tom Brady, you're going to see Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson. I mean, it's going to be all quarterbacks for the first at least 18 picks.
I don't see if you're starting a franchise though. Do you really want to start it with Tom Brady as your QB1?
No, just treat the NFL as a redraft league, right? Like, so you only keep it for 1 year.
Even still, listen, I'm, and maybe it's the Dolphin homer in me. Maybe it's because I am a Dolphins fan. I don't think I would be able to draft Brady. I would take skill position players before I took Brady. We've just seen it. He's 39 years old. He's going to be 40. He's talking about coming back to play next year, but he hasn't looked great that good this year, to be honest. And you could point out, you know, Gronk's back, injuries, whatnot, Julian Edelman suspended, you know, transition to Josh Gordon, whatnot. You could point out, you know, all this other stuff, but that doesn't excuse the fact that Tom Brady just hasn't looked like the Tom Brady. When you say Tom Brady, you expect, you know, high echelon, real bar set, really high type quarterback play. And he just hasn't done that this year. He's made really bad plays.
10-5, George. Did you know that? 10-5. And I bet they win the Super Bowl. Hopefully this is the last year we see Tom Brady, so it wouldn't even be in the discussion. But I'm saying if you're talking about picking a guy on your lineup, I mean, to me, you have to start with the quarterback.
Even his coach was
the number one pick still.
Yeah, but even still, his coach didn't want him. His coach would have rather have gotten rid of Brady and kept Garoppolo.
Hey, guys, we got a call that wants to check in on this topic here.
Absolutely.
It's a Houston number. I'm not sure who it is. Hey, welcome to the Sleepwire Show. What's your name?
It's B-Money.
Oh, B-Money! Oh, I'm so glad you called in to get in on this topic.
What's going on, man? It's good to hear you. Glad you guys are doing great this year. I'd like to get that link sent to me so I can make a donation. I'm in the Christmas spirit.
Oh, we love it.
Steve, and I do like what you guys are doing. I don't really call in all the time, but I do listen all the time. My question is, do you think Julio Jones is going to be a full go on Sunday? Are they going to play him the whole game? It looks like they're out of it, nothing to play for. And he's one of my guys. And you guys have been talking about Week 17, you know, playoff games. I'm in one of those leagues.
I think because it's a division game, I think he does play the whole game. I think he absolutely plays.
Yeah, you know, it's weird because you always see the teams that sit their studs in Week 17 to rest them for the playoffs, but you never see it with the teams that are just completely out. And I mean, we're talking about the same thing, right? Like, it's the same exact scenario. Do you really want to hurt this guy for next year or even risk it? But yeah, no, I think Julio plays the whole entire game. I think you're fine.
Okay. I was going to say, I have one more question for you guys. In the running back spot, I was very thin all year because I went wide receivers early, but Chubb, I was lucky enough to get him. I've got to play him, but for that second spot, I've got Damian Williams, Spencer Ware, Connor, and James White. Who should I go with?
I'm leaning Damian Williams based solely upon the contract extension they just gave him. I think he's going to be there, and I want to say at least for the rest of this year, that which will include the playoffs, I think he's going to be their feature running back. And I want me a part of that Kansas City offense feature running back position.
All right. I don't have any objections to that. And the only thing I want to add in is if I was taking a player for the next, I guess, that conversation you guys were having, I'm taking Pat Mahomes. I'm with him. The no-look pass, Jordan-esque, switching the ball from right hand to left hand, throwing it for a first down. Kid special. He would be the first on my field.
Here's my problem with the with saying he's Jordan-esque. You're taking a guy who essentially has played one full season, and you're saying he's going to be the greatest NFL player in history. That's what you're comparing him to, because Michael Jordan, LeBron's great. I'll gladly say he's the second best all time, but Jordan is the number one basketball player in the history of the NBA. And you're literally saying Patrick Mahomes and comparing him to the best NFL football player that's ever played after one season. And I'm not ready to do that.
I disagree, George. I don't think you're saying he's the best player ever. I think you're saying Jordan-esque. You're saying I see something in this kid. Or in this guy, excuse me, that he can elevate the game or play the game in a different way that no one else is going to be able to emulate easily, like a generational
absolutely.
Talent. Not necessarily you're claiming he's going to be the best player ever.
Yeah, this guy can.
No, right now Tom Brady's got that accolade right now as the greatest of all time. But if you want to talk about what will be and what's going to be in the future, this guy's got Andy Reid as his coach. He's got skilled players all around him offensively. I don't see him regressing. And if he's doing this in his first year as a starter, what do you think he's going to do once he gets more familiar with the league?
Well, I think he will regress a little. I'm not saying he's going to fall off. But, like, we've seen it before where people come out where there's not a whole lot of tape and, you know, teams really haven't seen them and they put up these gaudy numbers. And then the next year they come back and now the teams have got a whole year and a whole offseason to look at them and study them and watch them and learn little intricate details about their play style. They can scheme a little bit better for them. And I think that will happen with Pat Mahomes. He does play in a very tough division. So I think, you know, there will be some regression. I don't think he'll put up the same numbers this year or next year, rather, that he did this year. I think obviously they'll fall back a little bit and he'll still be good. But I want somebody that's, if I'm starting an NFL franchise, I feel more comfortable with a Russell Wilson or an Andrew Luck, somebody who's been there, done it, and seen everything. and could go out there and be that general on the field for me.
I don't understand.
That's what I look at.
How would none of you pick the left tackle or a defensive end yet? You guys are going quarterbacks and wide receivers. How are you building a team?
You got to pick an offensive lineman.
You got to have a line.
Yep.
Yes.
You know that's how it would go down. It'd be lineman first. You're absolutely right. It'd be lineman for the first, like, 20 picks.
I still no. In this day and age, the way the NFL is played nowadays, it would be quarterbacks. Then you'll build your line.
Well, I don't know. Man, you guys are doing great with the show. I really appreciate what you guys are doing. And, again, send me that link because I do want to make a donation to the cause.
All right, yeah, we'll awesome, put it up. Man. Yeah, we'll put it up on the Facebook. I'll tag you, B-Money.
All right, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Same
Happy
to you, buddy.
Happy New Year, B-Money.
All right. You too.
That's my buddy from Houston, Texas.
Good
fantasy player. Good, strong fantasy player. Huh?
If you're listening and want to call in just to brag about your championship, that's also very acceptable tonight.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
We love hearing that stuff.
We started off with that with Curtis.
Yeah. Call in. Tell us your victory story or make excuses why you didn't win. 256-56-SLEEP,
256-56-75337. Where were we at? Here we go. All right. Let's do Catfish M. Pick a flex. Kenny Golladay, Deshaun Hamilton, or Sterling Shepard?
Kenny Golladay. Deshaun Hamilton's way high up there for me, but...
Yeah, that's where I was leaning.
Target monster. And Green Bay doesn't scare me at all.
No, they really don't. I can go with Kenny Golladay. That's fine. I won't push that one. I like them both. Like you said, Mike, they're very, very close. I've got no problem with Kenny Golladay, though. Jay Burns wants to know Seahawks or the Saints defense.
Oh, man. So you're talking about two teams that have – well, the Seahawks they're in a must win, right? So yeah. I'm taking Seahawks at home against Arizona.
Yeah, I am as well. Yeah, Seahawks versus Arizona. Here's a Dynasty League trade for you, Mike. Would you trade David Johnson for Travis Kelce?
I think I might do that with the tight end landscape being what it is. I mean, I'd have to know what your roster is. I mean, because David Johnson's not going anywhere for a while. I mean, he's going to get better. That team will get better. They can't get much worse. So for me, I think David Johnson really has a bounce back season next year, but tight end landscape being what it is, I feel like you're getting the number one tight end. So yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I agree. And it's based solely upon the landscape of the tight end. It is such garbage out there that if you have a top tight end and I'll agree with you, Travis Kelce being the number one tight end, just slightly ahead of Ertz, I definitely would. If I have the running back depth to get rid of David Johnson for Kelce, I'm doing it. No problem with that trade at all.
Actually, in one of my keeper leagues this last week, I was eliminated. I took sixth place in it. But, and I mean, it was a mess. And these guys all had like 13th round Kamaras and 12th round Bells. And I mean, I just adopted a team from last year, right? So getting into a keeper team late, I'm already at a disadvantage. This guy was terrible. Went 1-13 or 1-14 last season, and I actually took fourth place in the league itself. But then the playoffs, I had too many guys get injured or miss stuff. But I'm gonna get so I went through all the keepers and things like that, like who got drafted, because you can keep anybody that got drafted. And I grabbed me a 15th round OJ Howard, like a 16th round James Conner, like oh, it was just gorgeous. Gorgeous man.
Oh, Connor the 16th is amazing.
Connor the 16th dropped him. He dropped him because he wasn't, you know, he's out. He's not helping me with my playoffs. I'm just going to drop him, make room for this guy. No idea what he was thinking. So
he was, obviously, he wasn't thinking.
So I'm Saquon first, 15th OJ, and 16th James Connor.
That's just nasty. I got a three keeper league as well. My three keepers will be round 6, 7, and 8. I've got Marlon Mack, Darius Geis, and James Connor in a 16 team league. Those are my three keepers. I'm loving going into next year.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, this year I was at a huge disadvantage, but already just 1 year into it, and I bet these guys are going to start shaking here pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We got a question from A. Johnson, 67. Says, Week 17 championship sucks, I know. Have Breeze at quarterback, but doubt he'll play much. So Sam Darnold versus New England, Lamar versus Cleveland, and then he also has Keenum, Mullins, and Carr on waiver. He needs upside against his opponent.
I think I like Lamar at home against Cleveland.
Yeah, I was leaning Sam Darnold at New England. But if you just the way Sam Darnold has been playing lately, he's been on fire.
I don't mind that. You know, I'm with you on that too. I mean, it's fairly close for me. It's just what it always boils down to me is if they can produce with their legs. And this is going to be a situation where I think Lamar Jackson can produce with his legs, and that's what outweighed him. But that's who it was between, for what it's worth.
Yeah, he just needs high upside. And I think you're going to get the higher upside with Sam Darnold than Lamar. Lamar's got a very safe floor, though, with the rushing. I mean, well, Darnold.
I agree then.
Yeah. Do we want to break Steven to split us?
That's about
what? I was not listening. What was the? Give me two players, quick.
Pick one: Sam Darnold at New England or Lamar versus Cleveland. Needs upside.
Sam Darnold.
Thank you. I'm in a. Who is this? This is. I can't even read that name. I'm back. I'm sorry. I can't pronounce your name, so I'm not going to. I'm in a 10-team standard league. Winner takes all final. Would you rather start pick two? Damian Williams, Spencer Ware, Leonard Fournette, Gus Edwards. Please help out.
Gus and Williams for me.
So hard to sit Fournette for Gus Edwards, but I think I actually agree with you. Yeah.
You know what? We talk about our season-ending show or whatever, when we talk about things that we don't want to forget about, I have a few words for Mr. Leonard Fournette, George.
I'm sure you're not the only one.
I am
positive about that. That dude is so... I tried to trade... So, for that 16-team league I was telling you about, I tried to trade for Leonard Fournette almost all year long. And sometimes the greatest trades you make are the ones you actually don't make, because I was literally offering guys like Marlon Mack, Matt Breida, you know, guys that were actually playing all year. Well, and I used all year loosely with Matt Breida because, you know, he's Matt Breida. He was getting injured every game. But I was offering, you know, pretty decent players for him. And I'm just so glad that dude declined every single time I tried to talk to him about it. He rode the whole year with Fournette, and it never materialized with that dude this year. So brutal. We've got Penny Peds wants to know, full PPR, Nick Chubb versus Baltimore or Darren Sproles versus Washington?
I think I'm playing Darren Sproles.
Yeah, it's a full PPR.
I mean, ever like finishing a sentence with at Baltimore. And especially when Baltimore has a reason to play football.
Yeah, I agree, and it makes me disgusted that I do. But yeah, sit Chubb versus Baltimore and play. Oh yuck! Play Darren Sproles.
Right, it's crazy talk. It's crazy talk.
This is why you don't do Week 17, folks. Okay.
Right. Although this matchup is scary in Week 15, too.
Let me see. I'm trying to... I don't want to do that question. I hate doing questions like Dynasty, where you're picking to where they can keep their players. Like, do I keep this person in the fourth round or this person in the sixth? Or do I take a chance on this person? I hate doing those.
Especially at this time of year, it's tough, you know, because, I mean... We don't really have to decide on keepers. We had a conversation even on our group chat there where I asked, is Saquon Barkley worth a first-round draft pick? Because I'll be picking sixth. So,
I mean, the answer to that question was yes, by the way.
All sixth, you know.
Yeah, we all said yes. You keep Saquon Barkley at 1.6.
And that's agreed. I agree with that.
Yeah. CJ Anderson or Nick Chubb this week?
CJ Anderson.
Yeah.
We
just talked about Nick Chubb. Harry Tits needs help at his RB. Pick three, standard scoring. Sony Michel versus the Jets. Chubb at Baltimore. DJ at Seattle. Anderson versus San Francisco. Jamal Williams versus Lions. He also has Spencer Ware and Damian Williams. He's thinking Jamal, Michel, and CJ if Gurley is out, but he wants our opinion.
I think I play Damian Williams over CJ Anderson.
So I'm going to go. Well, he needs three. So the three.
Well, I like two. Jamal Williams. I like Jamal. I like the two he had in there. I think that's the only change I make, is what I was saying.
Okay. See, I like Michel versus the Jets. He had a good game last week. He had 100 and a touchdown. We already agreed Chubb's no go against Baltimore. Not a huge fan of CJ, DJ versus Seattle. I think I am agreeing with you, Mike. Jamal, Michel, and Williams over CJ.
Yep.
Those are the three I would do as well. Jason, no relation to Mr. Watson. He picked up Ted Ginn Jr. Wants to know if that's a good pickup. I'm hoping you're not playing him this week.
Right, because he doesn't have a reason to be out there. So, yeah, that's a good pickup, I guess. But kind of irrelevant.
Are you going to start him this week? I don't. Literally, the question is, picked up Ted Ginn Jr. Is that a good pickup? Sure, it's a great pickup. I don't know. Levitate wants to know Tyler Lockett versus Arizona or Robbie Anderson versus New England.
Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, I agree.
Robbie Anderson, that guy, when he can get out and get free and just do what he wants, boy, he gets going. And he's good at football.
Keeper questions. We don't way too early for keeper questions because we don't really know what it's going to look like next year. Week 17, Matt Ryan at Tampa, Foles at Washington, or Wilson versus the Cards.
I think I like Russell Wilson in his must-win situation.
Yeah, I'm agreeing. That's from Hostile Heat, was asking that question. A. Johnson, 67. I think we already answered that question, so we'll move on to the next one. Listen, you got a Polish name. I can't pronounce it. There's too many. Listen, there's literally a C, a Z, a Y, and a K. They in consecutive order. I'm not even going to try that, okay? I'm terrible with names as it is, so don't throw Polish names at me. Week 17 championship, Lamar Jackson or Nick Foles? I'm going Foles.
I was going to say, give me Nick Foles, and that's great. That is never the answer, but man, that guy is on fuego. You can't send him, and that's another team that would be crazy if they came back and won it all. You know, I can see it happening.
Yeah. So I think we've got one more question, and then we'll go ahead and put a bow on it for this mail sack. Who is the better pickup, Anderson or Williams from Green Bay, Standard League? And this is being asked by Jay Riv. C.J. Anderson or Jamal Williams?
Jamal Williams.
Yes, Jamal Williams. So that was the last question, Mike. I think our sack is, as the boys say, drained.
Officially empty. Yeah. That is awesome. And remember, if you're listening, guys, get out there and make sure you donate to Rob. This guy needs it more than ever. He's such a good guy. It's such a good cause. Every proceed goes to this guy. GoFundMe.com/RobJR. So, is the season. And also, make sure you follow us on Twitter at SleeperWireShow. Follow us on Facebook at SleeperWire. Hell, you can follow us on anything at SleeperWire. Make sure you guys are out there on Twitter shouting us out. Give us those playoff looks. Give us those championship rings. I want to see these trophies. I want to see all these things that you guys have won, because we know we won championships like crazy last week. So get them out there, guys. George, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at BFTGpod. I'm also on Sleeper app at BFTGEO.
And make sure you stay tuned, guys, because in the offseason we're going to be doing a lot of crazy things, a lot of big changes. So stay tuned with us, and thanks for joining.